Welcome back to another episode of Evergreen Marketing Era for Women Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, podcast strategist for women in business who want to drive consistent leads and sales from their podcasts. Y'all, I am so excited about today's guest interview. I sat down to chat with The Faux Alexander, host of the Monetize Mom podcast, all about paid ads for lead generation. If you have ever thought about getting started with paid ads for your business, or maybe you've even dabbled with it in the past and didn't get the results you wanted, this episode is for you. Faux shares so many great insights into when to get started with ads and how to actually make them convert. All right, let's get into today's episode. I am talking to Faux Alexander, and we are talking all about ads. And I'm super excited to have this conversation because one, I haven't had an ads expert on the show before, but I feel like ads are like one of those low-lift options for marketing and visibility for moms. So Faux, I'm so excited to chat with you. Welcome to the show. So we're just going to dive right into this conversation. So many moms in business feel hesitant about running ads because maybe they've tried it before without results, or they feel like it's too complicated. And so I would love to know, like, from your perspective, like, why we should be considering ads as part of our marketing strategy.
Yeah, so I definitely think everyone should at some point be running ads, especially if the goal is to not consistently be on social media or experience social media burnout. You need something that's going to be working for you from a marketing perspective when you're not on. And the benefit of ads versus, you know, we will do like a YouTube channel or a podcast or even a blog is that ads go out directly to your ideal client. You can tell an ad that, hey, I want to target this person who's interested in this thing, and you're able to dictate really who it goes out to. So it's more targeted in its approach. And so ads are necessary if you literally do not want to spend all of your time on the content hamster wheel, if you don't want to continuously have to show up. It's literally, I've heard it described as, it's literally having someone working for you 24/7, just going out and reaching your ideal client. So if you were to think about hiring someone, this could be essentially hiring a marketing person who can go out and reach the people that you want to reach for your business. So I think it's definitely a must have. And for the person who's like tried it or who's hesitant, like I've heard that before, like, oh, it's a lot of money. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. And then also if you tried it and it didn't necessarily work, I would say that it has worked because you learn what not to do. And so now the goal is to figure out what's the right strategy that will work for you. And the other thing about ads as well is like, if it doesn't quote unquote work for you, you've now learned that, hey, maybe my messaging is off. And so that's your cue to improve your messaging, or maybe my offer is not as good as I thought it was. And so that's your cue to improve your offer. So it gives you data in a short amount of time that you wouldn't necessarily get if you were to simply just rely on organic traffic and marketing means.
I love that. And I love how you brought up like just that mindset shift, like, because it does tell you like what's not working, what you shouldn't be doing, but also kind of like having you kind of investigate, okay, is it my messaging? Is it my offer? And kind of speaking of that, do you recommend that like a mom wait, if she already has a validated offer, like focusing on that versus like trying to run ads on like something that's completely new that she hasn't necessarily validated yet?
Well, it depends on what your goal is, right? So if your goal is to be able to quickly validate so that you can pivot and get data, then I would say, hey, run it to the new offer and see. Set a budget, run it, see what happens. But if your goal is to say, hey, I want to get more traffic, more clients in an established offer, then that's a great use of running ads. So it just depends on what your overall objective is. But the truth of the matter is ads is just going to give you data, either data that what you're doing is right, or what you're doing is wrong, or, you know, what I said about your offer or your messaging. So you can use it for that to get quicker information, get quicker data. But it's definitely a great idea to use if you already have an established offer.
Okay. And so kind of talking about this a little bit more. So before we decide to start spending money on ads and everything, what are some foundations that we should have in place to make sure that we aren't, you know, wasting money or different things like that?
So you definitely, well, let's start with the offer, making sure the offer is good, making sure your messaging is squared away, but also making sure you have the back-end systems to support it. So do you actually have a funnel that people will go through once your ad reaches them? What's the next step? So all that needs to be planned out before you turn a single ad on, because this isn't about just running an ad just to get people to like your social media posts. Like, there needs to be a strategy behind it. So the foundational things is offer, making sure that's optimized, messaging, making sure that's clear and accurate and you know who exactly you're speaking to, but then also making sure your back-end system is in place, because that's the worst thing that you want to happen is spending money on ads and you send them to a broken link or a page that isn't optimized or whatever. So that's probably the biggest thing that you need to make sure is in place outside of the messaging and the offer.
That's good. That's really good. So there's often like a lot of confusion between boosting posts and running actual ads. And I know for me, like, you know, you'll see them on social media, like they'll say like this post is boosted or whatever. And so can you explain the difference for us and why maybe one is more effective than the other for lead generation?
Yeah, so boosting a post you have way less control over that. They give you very few options to choose from, like, okay, let's boost it to 1,000 people or whatever. Like, it's way less control versus actually going, logging in into the ads manager. You can literally set up everything about your campaign. So literally ads is just a marketing campaign. And I know many people probably don't have background in like traditional marketing, but it's a marketing campaign. So that means you can go in and set the objective. Is this for lead generation? Is this for sales? Is this just the fact that I want people to be aware of my business? Do I just want traffic to my website? So there are more objectives that you can choose from when you actually set up an actual ad campaign. And then from there, you're able to do the targeting, a lot more specific targeting. So for instance, you can go in and say, hey, I want to reach moms who are business owners and they have a Facebook, you know, page or something. So someone who is a business owner has a Facebook page and these are the specific people I want to reach. Boosting, you can't really get that granular. Or you can retarget when you are running an ads campaign. So for instance, I may want to retarget people who have been on my landing page before. I want to send them a specific ad that says, hey, you didn't buy. So I'm retargeting those people. Those are all things that you can set up within the ads manager that gives you a lot more control than if you're just boosting a post just to get more views or more likes, because that's not going to be optimized for the real objective that you may want. So the real objective may be, hey, I want people to sign up to my email list, or perhaps, hey, I want people to buy this product. When you get into the ads manager and actually set up a campaign, you can actually optimize for those specific things that you want in your business versus just boosting a post for more people to see.
That's good. That's really good. And it makes more sense, but also really kind of helps you to see like what's really worth your time as well as like your money and everything. And so running those ad campaigns, like you said, where you have more control and really can look at, okay, what is my actual goal here? What am I trying to get people to do and everything like that? So when someone is ready to, you know, run an ad for the first time, what is the simplest type of ad you recommend that they start with?
So if someone's new to running ads, I would say the simplest one would be a lead generation campaign. And so this is where you're just trying to get people on your email list. So essentially, this campaign will be set up to reach whoever your target audience is. You set it up for that, and then you send them to an opt-in page, essentially. So the same way that you would do organically, where maybe you have someone comment a word and then it sends them to the opt-in page. It's the same thing. You're driving traffic to the opt-in page. The page is optimized for people to want whatever your freebie is or whatever you're giving away. And they sign up. And so that's the easiest, simplest ad campaign that I think is most effective. Now, there are other campaigns you can run. Like, you could do one where it just sends people to a website, or it just sends people to a post. Like, those are very simple ones, but they really don't have the impact or tangible result that you probably want to see. Like, you want to, if you're spending money, you actually want to see your email list grow. You actually want to get leads. So I would say anyone who's starting out, a lead campaign will probably be the best one to start with.
That's really good. So I know like a lot of your work ties ads to other visibility tools like book publishing. Can you explain how moms can leverage a book funnel or similar offer alongside ads to build authority and drive leads?
Yes, I love you asked that question. So I've been doing online marketing for probably 13 years at this point. And so I've done the lead generation. I've had email lists of tens of thousands of people. And one thing that I noticed that the quote unquote gurus would tell you is build your email list, and we love emails, right? Build your email list, but then you will have a large audience of people who wouldn't necessarily buy it. They just wanted the free thing. And so one of the ways that I really wanted to combat that while also offsetting the cost of running my ads was selling something up front. Because if I sold something up front, one, I'm offsetting the cost that it cost me to acquire that lead, but it's also showing a different intent. Like that person's not coming for anything free. They now have the intent of a buyer. And there's this statistic that says if someone buys from you, they're 60% more likely to buy again. And so as a business owner, I want you to buy again. So my goal and objective switched from necessarily wanting free leads or leads for a freebie to then wanting to get customers on my email list because I saw that those people were willing to buy again. They were a lot more engaged. And so one of the things that I started teaching my clients because I actually use this strategy was, why don't you're an expert, which is who I work with, coaches and experts. You're an expert. Let's just package this. You have a coaching program. Just package whatever is in there, that intellectual property, package that into a book and make that the first thing, the entry point into your world as a business owner. And so now you're able to leverage that as your low ticket lead magnet, as opposed to giving something away for free and trying to then turn those people into customers. So instead, we now go for the customer first and we leverage ads to get in front of those people will buy and they'll be more likely to buy again.
I love that. And I asked that question for selfish reasons because I'm working on a book myself for my business. And so it's like, oh, like I never thought about that, but that makes so much sense. And it's so true. Like we want buyers on our email list. Like, and I don't ever call people freebie seekers or anything like that. But if you can get people on your email list, like after they've opted into, even if it's something low ticket, like you said, the stats don't lie. Like they'll likely buy it from you again. And I mean, most likely most business owners have seen that in their business, like where you had a client and they end up becoming like a repeat client working with you in different offers and whatnot. So approaching it that way, like that's very strategic, but it also kind of takes just like a lot of the pressure off of you. Like you're building this list of people who are going to repeatedly buy from you and different things like that. So I absolutely love that approach.
And even like you also won't have the resentment. And I know you are helping your clients with their email marketing as well. And a lot of times we get resentment towards our email list. It's like, why are you here? You're not opening emails. You're not buying. And so you have this attitude about your email list. Well, if someone buys up front, okay, you paid to be here. So I'm not mad at you. If you don't buy again, you probably will buy again. But then it just completely changes your attitude towards the leads on your list. Because now it's like, okay, they paid to be here. It didn't cost me anything because the cost that they paid for the book pretty much washes out or net zeros the cost that it took me to get them on this email list, or it was a minimal cost. And so it just changes your perspective of the people that you're talking to because you know that they are already bought in. And even if they don't take a step forward, they at least took that first step and you're not trying to push them up a hill to make that decision.
Okay, that's good. I hope you guys are taking notes. Like she's giving you all the tea right here. So I know you've probably seen like a lot of mistakes people make when it comes to running ads and stuff. And so I would love to know, like, what are some of the common mistakes that you've seen entrepreneurs make when it comes to running meta ads and how can we avoid them?
So I think it's not necessarily a technical mistake that people make. I think the biggest mistake is the mindset and how they view ads. So a lot of people, because it's been portrayed as this cash in machine, cash in, cash out. If you put a dollar in, you get $1 million out. And I think it may have once been that way, but people come in with the wrong mindset. And you have to think of ads as a part of an overall strategy that you may not necessarily get an immediate return on. And so I think people have the wrong viewpoint. If I start running ads, then I'm going to get, you know, 1 million clients by next week. No, what may happen is ads will tell you that your offer is not that good or your messaging is not that good or you need to tighten up areas. So I think if you have the right perspective of ads is giving me data and then I can use that data to make better decisions, I think that's probably the biggest mistake is having the wrong perception of ads and thinking that, okay, is money in, money out? Yeah. But sometimes that's not immediate. And so you need to look at it more of as a marketing tool that gives you data to make better strategic business decisions. So that's probably the biggest mistake. It's not even anything technical. Technical stuff you can fix. You can fix technical stuff, but it's just that mindset that most people get stuck on. And so then they have the attitude that, well, ads didn't work or I wasted money on ads. And it's like, no, you didn't. You got information and you may not have liked the information that you got as a result, but it's information that you can now take and do something with.
I love that. That's the approach I take a lot with marketing in general, like really looking at, okay, what is the data telling me and stuff. Even when it comes to like my podcast and tracking that data, email marketing and different things like that. And it's like, it's so important. And I feel like that's often a step business owners skip. Is they don't really dig into the data to see what it's telling them. They just assume like, oh, it's just not working, or, oh, it's this platform, it's that, this, that, and the other. And it's like, well, no, let's look at the data and see what it's telling you. And so you really can leverage ads in that way. Like maybe you have been trying all these different things, but you're still not sure. But like, say you run ads, like you can really look at the data and see like, okay, maybe it really is my messaging. I need to tweak my messaging. Or, oh, wait, it is my offer. People don't want this offer. So I love that approach and looking at it that way. Like you're not just throwing money out there, wasting money, but you're really like learning about your business, what's working and how you can improve it and everything.
Yeah, and I think it comes down to what are you willing to pay to learn? And what are you willing to pay for speed? Because imagine how long it may, and I don't know, some people may have amazing organic, you know, reach or whatever, but imagine how long it may take for you to get 100 people to look at your sales page, or and like how long it will take to get that feedback versus, okay, I'm willing to pay $100 to get those 100 data points to be able to make a decision. So it's all about how much are you willing to pay to get the data.
I love that. So for the mom who's listening and she's like, okay, I am really interested in getting started with ads, but I'm on a tight budget. What's the minimum realistic investment she should expect to spend to test ads and start seeing results?
Yeah, so it's really going to depend on what type of campaign you're running. So if you're running a lead campaign, I used to say, hey, anywhere from $5 a day, I probably up that a bit to maybe like $10 a day. So $300 a month should be able to get you leads every day, depending on what industry. But I think if they're in like the business niche or they're trying to reach other moms, you should be able to get leads with $10 a day. So that's where I would say for lead generation. When it comes to selling an actual product, I would say you need to be willing to spend up to as much as the product costs in order to make that sale. And that way you can be net zero, but you still acquire a customer that, you know, if your back end is set up correct, will be worth a lot more in the long run. And if you have the right funnel set up, you can immediately recoup that cost and become profitable. So just two different perspectives is if it's just for lead, I would say at least $10 a day. And then if you are selling a product, at least being able to spend up to how much the product is valued at or what you're selling it for.
Okay. Now I have like a personal question. So as you know, like with my business, I take like the social media optional approach. And I think one of the reasons why I've been hesitant to run ads is because with my messaging, people see it and like, well, why are you running ads on socials? And we see this all the time. Like, I recently saw an ad where someone was sharing about how they grew their business without paid ads, but it was a paid ad. And so, like, do you have any advice for navigating that? Because, like, I talk about, like, I'm social media optional, but I'm not anti-socials. You know, I really just focus on supporting moms with building a marketing system that fits their real life and everything. But I'm just curious, like, your thoughts on navigating that, because I don't want to be that person looking like crazy, like, okay, girl, like, why are you running ads?
That's funny. So interestingly enough, so that used to be my angle, teaching moms how to, you know, get clients without launches, challenges, or social media burnout. And I remember someone commenting and they were like, but you're running an ad on social media. And so the response to that, the angle is that, but I'm not even on social media. And that's the point. I'm not posting. If you go to my last post, it's probably months ago. And so the angle is, you know, being social media optional, or, hey, this ad is running while I'm playing with my kids, or this ad is working for me while I'm taking a social media break. Like, it's all about how you angle it and position it to show people that this is working while I'm not on social media, I'm not posting, I'm not doing these things. So yeah, I think that's the approach, but people try to be funny. I'm just like, listen, the point of the matter is, even if I'm running it on Facebook or Instagram, I could just as easily be running ads on Google. The concept is still the same. And so it just happens to be we choose those platforms because it's a little bit easier. But yeah, it's all about the angle and the position that you take. But I've definitely seen it where people are like, yeah, I grew my business organically. I'm like, sis, I just saw your ad. What are you talking about? I can go to the ads library and see your ads now.
Right.
Like, don't be hypocritical. Like, just say, I'm running ads now. Like, I feel like people, the thing is, like, people are afraid that, or it may not be afraid, it may reveal the fact that their method actually doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what some people are afraid of. But at the end of the day, I think for you, it's about to be in the position of saying, hey, this is working while I'm not. And so that's what marketing without socials or traditional organic social can do for you.
Okay. I love that. Yeah. It cracks me up because I see those ads all the time and I'm like, are people actually buying from you? Because the math is not mathing. Like, what is going on here?
Yeah, it's quite. I got into a little comment debate with someone about that. And I just made a post. I made an observation on someone else's post. I was like, yeah, and I don't like the people who say that, you know, it's all organic and all of, and that's fine if that's your thing. But if I see your ad, I'm going to have a problem with that. So it's all about how you position. And someone, I'm like, you know, the saying, like, a hurt dog will holler.
Yeah.
Somebody out of nowhere came in the comments and was like, well, I grew my audience organically. And I was like, I didn't even call your name. So it's all about how you position it. Like, if you're just saying, like, it only works this way and you can only do organic and you only do off social, but then you, like, it's all about how you position it.
Got it. Well, thank you so much. I absolutely love this conversation and I definitely have taken a lot of mental notes and just how I'm going to apply these things when I get started with ads and everything. And I love how you really simplify the process. I think a lot of times when people talk about ads, it sounds like this big, scary thing and everything, but it's not. And even just looking at the different ways you can utilize ads in your business, but especially just as a mom who doesn't have a lot of time, who, you know, has all these other things going on and can't be showing up on socials like that. Like, this is a really great way to, you know, increase your visibility, get those leads and sell your offers and everything. So thank you so much for just sharing with us. And I would love for you to share where listeners can connect with you. And I think you said you had like an ads course that you're going to share with us. So give us all the details on that, too.
Yes. So if you guys love listening to podcasts, which I imagine you do, then you want to check me out at the Monetized Mom Podcast. I'm on every podcast listening platform, the Monetized Mom or the Faux Alexander on all social media platforms as well. And I'm kind of like the person who's here and there on social media. So definitely check out the podcast. I'm more consistent there. And yes, so I usually don't teach ads anymore. I kind of retired from that arena. But for your listeners, I did want to give them exclusive access to my ads course that only my clients have access to. So they can check out my Amplify with Ads. It breaks down some of the same strategies that we talked about, lead generation, using your ads for sales, creating the systems and knowing how to run ads in an effective way, how to track it and how to be able to project your sales as well based on running ads and having that data. So that's going to be available exclusively to your listeners.
Thank you so much. I'll make sure to link all of that in the show notes. Well, thank you again, Faux. I loved having you here on the podcast and just being able to chat all things ads with you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.